cheaper, new 650 by 16 4-ply general factory seconds are just $12.50 including tax.
The grain market did a seesaw act today, ladies and gentlemen, losing about 5 cents a bushel on wheat at the closing figure and about 3.5 cents a bushel on corn, all of which tends to indicate that there is no very powerful tendency for grain prices to recover any major part of the drops they took over the past 2 weeks. Market experts generally say they believe the prices are stabilizing themselves, and as I reported to you last night, they ought to, because the government actually is supporting prices at the present level, so there is very little chance for them to go any lower than they are now. In Congress, the controversy still continues as to what should be done about continuing rent control. The present rent control law expires at the end of this month, and Senator Toby of New Hampshire, chairman of the Senate Banking and Currency Committee, says that he is confident the Congress can pass a full-fledged rent control law to fully revise and correct the present law and to continue the program for another 14 months. Chairman Jesse Wolcott of the House Banking and Currency Committee says, however, that he doubts whether the Senate can do so in the 2 weeks remaining between now and the end of this month, and he's not at all sure of the wisdom of trying. He personally prefers to pass just a 30-day continuation resolution to keep the present system going until Congress has a chance to see what may happen to rents and building construction as a result of the breaks in the commodity and stock markets. By the end of March, he says, it may be very evident that no continuation of rent control is necessary because of the fact that the problem may have taken care of itself. He said, however, that if Senator Toby is able to get his rent control bill through the Senate by the end of this week, which frankly is highly questionable, the House committee will take it up on Monday morning and give the Toby bill fair consideration. In the meantime, the Republican membership of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee did a very adroit and delicate piece of surgery on President Truman's budget bookkeeping system in connection with the Marshall Plan of Foreign Relief and Rehabilitation. They wrote into that Marshall Plan legislation a proviso today that $3 billion of the $5.3 billion to be appropriated for the first year shall be charged against the current fiscal year. Instead of being charged against the coming fiscal year, the result in the final balance sheet being that the $3 billion would be taken out of the Treasury surplus as of June the 30th this year, which President Truman, out of the surplus which President Truman successfully refused to dole out in part to the taxpayers of the nation in the form of tax reductions, and on the other hand, to thereby increase the surplus on next year's budget by $3 billion, which in the light of the budget ceiling, which has been set up tentatively in Congress, would leave next year's budget with a surplus of $13.5 billion. That ought to be enough to play with very comfortably in the way of tax reduction without the slightest danger of anybody seriously claiming for a single moment that the Treasury cannot afford a tax reduction at this time. Even if the Knudsen bill is passed by the Senate, were to go through the Senate as it now stands.